Not a sound to be heard. We pause and remember another silent key.
In fact, a dozen silent keys. Yes, it's the end of the WIA AGM year. So, the dozen VK4 silent keys that fell this year? Victor Kilo 4, Bravo, Tango, Peter Stevens. Victor Kilo 4, Kilo, Bravo, Ken Buckley. VK4, HPW/APW, Philip Webb. Victor Kilo 4, Foxtrot, Victor, India, Kilo, /VIK, Cole Christensen. VK4, IHW, Ivan White. Victor Kilo 4, Zulu, Popper, Popper, Jeff Emery. VK4, AXA, John Peterson. Ian Brown, VK4, Delta, Bravo. And Ray Hinks, VK4, Lima Uniform. Victor Kilo 4, Bravo, Bravo, X-Ray, Greg Ackman. VK4, Whiskey Alpha, Kevin Dalton. And Vernon Crabb, Victor Kilo 4, Foxtrot, Victor, Charlie. The dozen VK4s who fell silent through this WIA year.
From Queensland, this is VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. The text edition is available by contacting Q News at wia.org.au.
It is Graham VK4 Baker Baker just stepping in here to thank VK4's three clubs that provided their happenings to share amongst all of we VK4s last year. Of course, we start with the Darling Downs Club and John Maisel's VK4 JPM. From Ipswich, Alan Roebuck, VK4 HIT. And from Redcliffe, VK4 BLE Laurie, who not only was the voice of their very successful Redfest this year, but has taken the time to actually tell us all how it went.
Good morning, Graham. This is Laurie, VK4 BLE from the Redcliffe and Districts Radio Club, with a Redfest 26 wrap-up. Redfest 26 was a great success and well supported by the amateur radio community. There was approximately 350 to 400 people who attended over the course of the day. The feedback on the day was very positive, and with the event spread out over multiple areas, which made it so much easier to move around and catch a bargain. A big thanks to Elite Communications for their attendance and QSL Comms for their kind donation. And not to forget Mad Dog Coils, VK Direct, Radio and More, and Garage Art. We must also thank ICOM Australia, ALARA, and the WIA QSL Bureau for their attendance at this great event. Congratulations to all our prize winners. I know there's a very happy amateur with a brand new ICOM 7300 Mark II. The technical presentations this year at Redfest were a hit, and a big thanks to Peter, VK3TMP, from FreeDV. His presentation was excellent and well attended. A big thanks to Glenn, VK4NGA, for providing two presentations, as our WIA director, Peter, VK4EA, was called away on urgent matter and was unable to attend at the last minute. Thanks to ICOM Australia for their presentation and spending time talking about their latest developments. There are too many individuals to thank who helped put this event on, and without them, we would not have been able to do it. Thank you all. The main people to thank are you, the amateur community, who came from far and wide to attend this great event and support the Redcliffe and Districts Radio Club. We will be back in 2027, so start saving now for Redfest 27. Thank you all, and see you at Redfest 27.
Across Queensland from VK4WIA, you're tuned to Q News. From Brisbane, it's relayed on 3605 kHz and 147 MHz at 7:30 PM on Mondays. I'm Bruce, VK4EHT.
Howdy doody, you're possibly expecting the Darling Downs Radio Club Q News segment for the week of 26th of April and this would be it. Thanks for listening. And coming up, some reminders. Next weekend is big activity in Albury. We'll be there, and I'd love to have a chat to committee members from other clubs. Now that Anzac Day is over, the last AX prefix opportunity for the year is 4 weeks away. Today is Club Lunch Day. We'd love you to join us whether you're a member of Darling Downs Radio Club or not. And if it's still morning, then the Club 2 Meter Net starts at the top of the hour, and you're invited to that too. So firstly, a note to people from other Queensland clubs. The WIA AGM next weekend in Albury, and you'll have heard all about it on national news. Some of us are heading down because we can and we should, and that's going to create an opportunity between clubs to exchange ideas about how we run our hobby. If you're in Albury next weekend, please find me. I'll be wearing Club Clobber with my name and call sign all over it. I won't be hard to find. There's lots to discuss. And if you're coming and you'd like to set something up, drop a line to secretary@ddrci.org.au as an alert, so I know to look for you. Last week's club meeting on the topic of free DV exceeded every expectation. Thanks to everyone in the room, to all those who came along virtually, and to other clubs who spread the word. Peter VK3TPM provided an incredibly good insight into the project, with some very compelling demos of how well the coder works. He also gave a list of tips and tools to help you get started, and those appear in the text edition of this week's Q News Bulletin. We're going to keep an eye on the project, and we'll bring you updates from time to time, and it will be the subject of future meetings. If it's Sunday morning as you're listening to this, then after Q News and after the Club 2 Meter Net, we're off to the Southern Hotel in Toowoomba for our informal come and have lots of fun bi-monthly club lunch. Check the Fire and Ice Cafe, and there will be a table reserved for the club. All the detail is on our website at ddrci.org.au, and we kick off sometime after 11:30. Family, friends, harmonics, bits of gear and tall tales are all welcome. And we'll probably hang around until 1500, so there's no rush and food is available all day. But there's still a moment to RSVP to lunch at ddrci.org.au, and that's so that we ensure we have a big enough table. Nobody actually gets locked out. This also fits nicely with this week's Ham Challenge, which is to get together with others for an in-person radio activity. The lunch qualifies, and I noticed that the website has zero toots against the challenge, so there's an opportunity. We're coming into week 18 for the 52-week Ham Challenge, and that challenge is complete a project, no matter how big or small, and write it up. Well, here's our offer. If you write up a project, no matter how big or small, we'll publish it to DDRCI members. Hints and tips are good. Things to do are good. Bits of clever circuit are good. How you got the transmitter with missing parts to work. Yes, that's really good. Let us know so that we can spread the love. Some general reminders. If you'd like help getting or upgrading your license, send an email to education@ddrci.org.au. To contact the club, drop a line to secretary@ddrci.org.au. We'd love to get your ideas on topics for meetings, news that's coming up, your latest exploits, or ways that the club can help. secretary@ddrci.org.au. And if you missed out using your call sign with the AX prefix yesterday, the last opportunity for the year is on World Telecommunications Day, which is always the 17th of May. This year, that's a Sunday. And so we'll be doing our 2 meter net on that day with the AX prefix. Thanks for listening. I'm John, VK4JPM, Secretary of the Darling Downs Radio Club. We'll catch you next week from Albury.
From Queensland, this has been VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. We thank our rebroadcast team and you for listening. And remember, internet text of this news is available by dropping a note to Q News at wia.org.au.